Welcome to one of our Halloween shows here. Knock on wood. Well, we're going to have fun. This show is made for Halloween, I'll tell you that. If I had a chance, I'd spend the whole year just doing Halloween shows. So much great stuff relating to Halloween. Monty Harper's coming up real soon. Weird Things Happen on Halloween Night is the name of his song. I bought Harry's Halloween costume. So we're going to be looking at that. I'm real excited to see how he looks in it. Well, we got John Zachary and Jonathan Winters talking about horror movies. And let's start off with that Monty Harper we're talking about here. Weird Things Happen on Halloween Night. One, two, three,
Mr. Jones is a practical man. He has no use for Halloween Night. He says ghosts and ghouls are myths for fools, and he closes his shutters up tight. But Halloween night, while Mr. Jones is sleeping, his bones slip out of his skin. Without permission, they go out trick-or-treating. In the morning, they sneak back in. Weird things happen on Halloween night. Wonderful things that give you a fright. Such strange things tingle your spine with delight when you're out on Halloween night. Gloria Green loves Halloween because she gets to be somebody new. She dresses up like a teacher or a mother or a businesswoman in blue. To you and me that seems rather boring, but to her it's a wonderful switch. She's always sad when Halloween is over and it's back to being a witch. Weird things happen on Halloween night. Wonderful things that give you a fright. Such strange things tingle your spine with delight when you're out on Halloween night. Jeannie, Grant, and Brian went out trick-or-treating, walking from door to door. They turned down a darker street, heard an extra pair of feet, and instead of three kids, there were four. The new kid's costume was a quite convincing mummy, straight from Egyptian lore. They took him home to meet their ma, turned around and all they saw was a pile of linen rags on the floor. Weird things happen on Halloween night. Wonderful things that give you a fright. Such strange things tingle your spine with delight when you're out on Halloween night. Widow Dole was a frightened old soul. She was terrified of being greeted. So she carved a pumpkin with a hideous face just to scare away trick-or-treaters. The pumpkin worked so well, nobody rang her bell. She kissed it as if to say, "You've been one terrific friend." So it winked at her and grinned, and she fainted dead away. Weird things happen on Halloween night. Wonderful things that give you a fright. Such strange things tingle your spine with delight when you're out on Halloween night. You are invited to a party tonight just to celebrate Halloween. Dance with Mr. Jones' bones, greet the widow's jack-o'-lantern, have some cookies baked by Gloria Green. It would be no fun if you said you couldn't come, so we hope to see your face. We'll have a howling good time from midnight until nine, and we thank you for the use of your place. Weird things happen on Halloween night. Wonderful things that give you a fright. Such strange things tingle your spine with delight when you're out on Halloween night. When you're out on Halloween night.
Now that's supposed to be a monster, but I don't know. Sounds like he's having stomach problems here. This is our Halloween show. Monty Harper did Halloween Madness, number one. All kinds of Halloween songs on that. He's from Oklahoma. It's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We're excited because Halloween's coming up real soon. Oh, here's Harry. Great, Harry.
All right, Steve. I'm psyched because Halloween's coming.
I bought your Halloween costume.
Oh, goody. What am I going to be this year? Chucky?
No, you're not going to be Chucky.
It would be perfect, Steve. He's a doll. I'm a doll.
No.
All right, how about Talking Tina?
Who's Talking Tina?
Don't you remember the old Twilight Zone episode, Steve? Telly Savalas is a mean stepfather, and he tries to destroy Talking Tina, this really cute-looking doll that belonged to his stepdaughter. You pull the string in her back, and she says things like, "Hello, my name is Talking Tina, and I'm going to kill you." Eventually, she does Telly Savalas in.
You're not going to be Talking Tina.
But I'm a doll. She's a doll.
No.
All right, who am I going to be? Raggedy Andy? Come back from the dead? He's a doll. I'm a doll.
You're going to be a ballerina. I even brought in the tutu. I want you to try it on.
Oh, no! Steve, I'm not going to be a ballerina. Last year you made me a bunny, and now a ballerina. What's the matter with you, Steve? Why can't I be the dummy from the movie Magic? What was his name? Oh, Fats. He takes over the ventriloquist Corky Withers and forces him to kill people left and right. Can't I be Fats?
Put on the tutu.
All right. Can't believe this. I'm going to be the laughingstock of the neighborhood.
Don't forget the leotards.
Did it have to be a pink tutu? Couldn't you have at least made it black and drip some blood on it?
You look good. Come on. Put on the ballet slippers there.
Only gonna wear this ballerina costume under one condition, Steve.
What's that?
That I can wear this fake bloody rubber scar on my face at the same time.
Oh, man, that is disgusting. What would be the rationale for wearing a horrible scar across your cheek with a tutu?
While doing a pirouette, I fell.
Yeah, how do you explain the huge stitches coming out of it?
Because it was Halloween night. No doctors were around in the hospital, so I had to have the stitches done by an orderly. Only this wasn't an ordinary orderly. No, he was a ghoulish orderly, a zombie, and he had nubs for fingers, Steve. This was the best he could do.
How do you explain the phosphorescent green part dripping out of it?
On my way back to trick-or-treating, I accidentally tripped into a puddle of radioactive waste. It got all over my face. In fact, to make it more realistic, I'll throw some green glop on the tutu also.
Don't you want to just be a cute little ballerina?
Sure, Steve. I'll be a cute little ballerina. From hell!
Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. You're eating breakfast, having toast, and it gets stolen by a ghost. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. You go to your bathtub in the dark, and there will be a giant shark. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Your doorbell goes bing bong, and there will be King Kong. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Your doorbell rings at 8:45, and there will be Frankenstein. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Dracula says trick or treat, but you know what he likes to eat. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. You go to the kitchen to use the phone, but there's E.T. and he's phoning home. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. soon it will be Halloween. Somebody gives you a bag of nuts, but inside will be chicken guts. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. You open your closet for something to wear, but inside Alien will be there. Pretty soon it will be Halloween. Happy Halloween.
That's called Crazy Songs for Kids by Jerry and the Gang. That's some good stuff out of New York City there. It is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charn. I'm having trouble getting Harry to wear a ballerina costume for Halloween this year. He wants to be something more scary, you know?
Of course I want to be something more scary, Steve. This is Halloween, for Pete's sake. It's not Christmas.
Right, if you had a choice, what would you go as?
Ooh, if I could be anything I wanted, I'd go as a gigantic, disgusting, slimy, green pile of mucky ooze.
Gross.
Yeah, I forgot gross. Gross, too.
Well, you can't. I like you in your ballerina costume, and since I'm the ventriloquist and you're the dummy, you have to do what I say.
Well, since I'm dressed as a ballerina, maybe I can go as the dying swan, you know, the one Anna Pavlova made famous.
Now that's the spirit.
Well, not so much as the dying swan, Steve. I thought maybe more like the dead swan, you know, dead and butchered. I can carry my head in one hand and a butcher knife in my other. I can squirt ketchup all over the tutu, and I'll have a little tape of the music from Carnival of the Animals where it came from. I'll be a zombie swan, walking around, terrorizing the lake. It'll be lovely.
You think you're pretty funny, don't you?
There's nothing funny about a zombie swan, Steve. I'll waddle up to people's houses, and if they don't give me a treat, I'll nip them to death.
Why can't you just be a pretty little ballerina with your cute little trick-or-treat bag, getting candy corn and Milky Ways?
I don't wanna.
Since you're in your tutu already, let's see you practice your dancing. Come on. I want you to pirouette up to each house. Open your bag and sing Trick or Treat. Let's try rehearsal.
All right. I'll stand back here and pretend this is the path up to someone's door. Now I pirouette gaily up to the door. I knock.
I open it.
Get off me! Get off me! I'm a ballerina, all right? The ballerina from a muddy grave! A ballerina from the dead!
Hey, cut it out! Stop trying to bite me!
I was murdered on Halloween night 50 years ago when I was performing at the Met. And now I come back each year to avenge my death! Die, dirtbag! Die!
Whatever happened to Trick or Treat?
We Transylvanians are often thought of as somber creatures. Of course, that's not true. We have much that's glitter and glamour. For instance, our theater. And the most famous of our music halls, the Transylvania Palace. I remember one night when two of Transylvania's greatest international stars had just scored a smashing success on the screen, and this was their homecoming. Presenting a triumphant return engagement of those infamous stars of stage, screen, and nightmares. With us again here at the Transylvania Palace, presenting those two famous cut-ups, Frank and Drek.
Frank and Drek are back,
doing their famous act. Cutting people all apart, mixing them up and sewing them back again. Still in tip-top shape, Drek still wears his cape. His sense of humor is still insane, always in a jugular vein. Tell me, Frank, why do young vampires always join the merchant marine? Because they love to work on blood vessels.
Yes, sir. Frank and Drek are...
Frank gets out his shears and asks for volunteers. A torso here, a head, some eyes. It's always fun watching him improvise. Come back here, you. Drek then tips his hat and turns into a bat. He circles the hall for all to see, and then for kicks he buzzes the balcony. Say, Drek, do you know why ghouls always cross the cemetery? Because they dig the attractive plantings. Oh!
Yes, sir. Frank-N-Drac.
And if you shout for more, the doc does his encore. He wires up the monster's brow, turns on the juice, and both of them take a bow. The girls think Frankenstein is simply too divine. Each monster has a Fabian curl, and he goes as a prize to some lucky girl.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our Halloween show. That was John Zachary. Well, it is, knock on wood. I'm Steve Charney. Been having a little argument with Harry whether he's going to be a ballerina or not. How are we going to work it out, Harry?
I don't know about you, Steve, but I got a song about it.
You do? Well, I got a little song of my own.
On Halloween, I'll be green. I'll be slimy, I'll be mean, I'll have scars with ugly stitches, I'll scare the ghouls and the nasty witches.
No, 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 huh? On Halloween, you should be sweet, like a ballerina on dainty feet, or angels singing trick or treat, or Casper underneath his sheet.
Wrong, Steve. On Halloween, I'll be scary, like a monster from the cemetery. Or how about Frankenstein or Typhoid Mary? A werewolf with his face all hairy.
Hair, please. On Halloween, you should be nice, like the Little Mermaid, sweet as spice. Kittens, puppies, lambs, and mice, you'll get more treats, take my advice.
On Halloween, I want to growl, I want to howl, like a ghostly owl. I'm gonna scowl and shake my jowls, smell as foul as a bloody towel.
No, 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 Har. On Halloween, you should be gentle. Don't be scary, don't be mental. I know a pleasant costume rental. Try on something sentimental. On Halloween, you make your choice. All the girls and all the boys. Will you sing sweet
or make loud noise?
It's nice to have a choice.
As a kid, child,
boy,
I went to a lot of movies. I guess I started going to movies, well, ever since I can remember. Back home, it was the Rialto. My cousin owned it. Had a little juice on the side by the projection machine, you know. And
come on in, kid.
And up but on the screen would come Buck Jones, and then you'd get a little horror picture. And the guy was kind of square, but hip at the same time that you'd get a combination of Buck Jones and Karloff. That's kind of wild. You don't see that too often. In a little town, you know, in a little town, because people, oh, look at that. But I dug the horror pictures. Most normal kids my age were digging Buck Jones and Ken Maynard and Tom Mix and those guys. But I liked it when I saw the monster. Squeezed a little kid and fell in the stream, you know. I dug it. But this is a regular, ordinary horror picture, and we all enjoy them, let's face it, you know, science fiction, but good down-to-earth horror picture, you know, with the lightning coming out of the sky. And the scene is... Well, it's one of those rainy nights. It's always a rainy night. Nobody, you know, grave robbers come out clear nights. It's always a rainy night. Bolt of lightning out of the sky. And there's some poor devil in a 36 Chevy that stalled on a muddy road. And there's a flash flood up ahead, you know, and the bridge is out, and he stopped. And there's no motel to go to or anything, you know, a little cabin, that kind of noise. So he has to get to this rundown wet castle, which is just covered with poison ivy, you know. And that's where our warm scene opens.
Pardon me, I'm Dr. Jameson. Is this Dr. Freilich's residence?
Why, good evening, Jamie. Tell me, what brings you here to Ivy Castle on a night like this?
Well, as you can see, I'm just soaked to the skin. My car is stalled.
Yes, I know. Don't worry about your car. You're at home with me.
Oh, Brackow,
get the young doctor some warm clothes and hot tea.
I meant to ask you about that poor devil. Don't say that. He doesn't like you either.
You remember those days, Jamie? When we studied at the University of Munich and the students called me crazy because of my fantastic experiments? You don't think I'm crazy, do you, Jamie?
No, no, certainly not. Always thought you were a little unusual. That woman, she looks like she's dead.
She is. That's my wife, the princess. Been dead for over 50 years. Come in, my child. She doesn't look well this evening at all. Overly tired. Might even say dead on her feet. Brackow, take the princess immediately. I've told you never to let her out. Little horny devil, take her away. I want you to see my new laboratory. What I've been working on, Jamie. Brackow, open the door. Observe the laboratory. I want you to look under that sheet and see my project.
Well, I...
Look, I will. Yeah.
I hope I didn't see what I saw. A little man, 6 inches long. His face, hair, hands, eyes, those tiny... He speaks. How many of these little men do you have, Doctor?
Over 18,000. I've got them all there in that file cabinet. Tomorrow, I'm going to release them to the world. I've changed my mind. I'm going to release them tonight.
Those little men, where are they going? What are they looking for?
They're looking for little women, you see.
Jonathan Winters here on our Halloween show on Knock on Wood. What was your favorite monster movie of all time, Harry? Was it The Exorcist?
Nah.
Werewolf in London?
Nah, it was all right, but not great.
So what was your favorite monster movie of all time?
El Grande Cruncho!
El Grande Cruncho? Wasn't that the movie from South America with a budget of like $1,500?
So, still a great movie.
What was so great about it?
Well, for one thing, the acting.
You're right. I've seen better acting done by a chair.
Yeah, wasn't that a great scene with a chair? Now that was good acting.
I don't remember that scene.
Don't you remember when that lady sits in the chair and it gobbles her up? How about when El Grande Cruncho rips that lady's head off and eats it?
You couldn't tell that was a cantaloupe he was eating?
It was? How could you tell?
You could see the seeds dripping down his chin.
All right! What about when he knocks that huge skyscraper down with his paw?
Cardboard.
How could you tell?
It said this side up on it. What was your favorite monster book? Something by Stephen King, no doubt, right?
Nah! My favorite monster book was the book that El Grande Cruncher was based on.
Oh. What was your favorite monster song of all time? Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett? Or what about Ghostbusters?
Nah! My favorite monster song was the theme song to El Grande Cruncher.
How could that be a favorite? It was so dumb.
What was so dumb about it?
For one thing, the kazoo solo.
That was a saxophone, Steve.
Look, I know a kazoo solo when I hear one, all right?
Well, at least the lyrics were great. So I even memorized them. First verse goes like this. Monster eating up New York. Anybody got a fork? Lots of people feeling blue since Monster ate Fifth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Second verse. Since Monster's eating up New York, lots of people out of work. Yes, lots of people feeling beat since El Cruncho ate up 14th Street.
Is that it?
No, then there's the saxophone solo.
Kazoo.
Then it gets real beaty, the beat, 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 beat. Monster eating up New York. Monster ate up Central Park. The only favorable response was when he gobbled up the Bronx.
I forgot. How did El Grande Cruncho die?
Food poisoning.
Well, Harry, you look good in that tutu.
Oh, Steve, I feel so silly.
I don't know. Kind of like it. All right, you going to say goodbye to everyone?
Yes, I am. Trick or treat, everyone. Knockout Wood is produced at the Knockout Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Chorty. SteveChorty.com has lots of videos of Steve and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXE.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.